the candidates are spending this actual day of the New Hampshire primary, campaigning, of course. And for that story, we go to NPR political editor Ken Rudin in Manchester, New Hampshire. Ken, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
So the polls are open and people are already making decisions for who they want. And going into today, what are the candidates doing to get people to vote for them?
Well, they're not doing anything much differently than they've been doing the last couple of days. There's always a talk in New Hampshire that voters notoriously late making up their minds. There's anywhere between 6 and 15% of the voters who may decide as they go into the polls. So a lot of the candidates have been out all this week trying to get those last-minute votes.
Mm. Just generally, how important is today's primary in determining who the nominee is going to be historically? What does New Hampshire mean?
Well, it's meant many different things in many different years. Obviously, this year, having won Iowa, if John Kerry could win New Hampshire, you could perhaps legitimately say that he is the front runner and the man to beat. But we've seen in the past that voters in New Hampshire have been very contrary to what we've seen in Iowa. Remember, in 1984, Gary Hart won in New Hampshire, but Walter Mondale won the nomination. 1992, Paul Tsongas won here, and of course, Bill Clinton won the nomination. Matter of fact, that year, Bill Clinton won neither Iowa nor Hampshire, but went on to win the nomination and the presidency. The Republican Party has the same problem. Pat Buchanan beat Bob Dole here in 1996, but of course, Dole won the nomination that year, and 4 years ago, John McCain won here. So winning New Hampshire is important, but it doesn't always mean that ultimately you'll become the nominee.
All right. I know that the candidates have spent this last week frantically crisscrossing New Hampshire, and many of them have been there longer than that, actually. They must be very eager to get out, but in the next week, there are so many places to go. Just look ahead for what's coming for them, will you?
You're absolutely right. A week from today, you have contests in seven states, caucuses and primaries. Probably the premier state of them all is South Carolina, and the reason for that is it's the first state where the African-American vote will be of some consequence. John Edwards, of course, was born in South Carolina. He's invested a lot of time there. He hopes to make his breakout state in South Carolina. Of course, John Kerry announced his candidacy initially in South Carolina. He has the endorsement of Fritz Hollings, the senior senator there. He's also investing a lot of time there. Although John Kerry actually has not spent much time in South Carolina, but once he won in Iowa, he's kind of revved up his operation there. Other states involved are Missouri. Now, of course, Missouri was ignored all this time because it was long thought to be Dick Gephardt country, and once Gephardt pulled out of the race after Iowa, it's up for grabs. John Kerry will fly from New Hampshire to Missouri to give a speech there on Wednesday. Other states involved are also Oklahoma, Arizona, and New Mexico. They're the first states where we'll see a significant Latino vote, and there's also a primary in Delaware, a caucus in North Dakota. But it's interesting, if you listen to the candidates lately in New Hampshire, a lot of them have talked about civil rights and African-American vote, and so you can see that the candidates are looking ahead towards February 3rd.
Let me just finally ask you, historically, at what point in the campaign has a winner become apparent, or is history just going to be different now because the Democrats have changed their rules?
Well, you're absolutely right. There's old history and there's new history. The old history is that once upon a time when the primaries would last until June, the fight for the nomination would last until June. In 1976, President Ford and Ronald Reagan, their battle for the Republican nomination lasted all the way to the convention that summer in Kansas City. In 1980, President Carter and Ted Kennedy fought all the way until the convention in New York. But now, because of the truncated primary system, the fact that all the primaries are so close together, so early on the calendar, that you know, there is over 1,100 delegates at stake on March 2nd alone. The feeling is by March 9th, when 70% or so of the delegates will already have been chosen, we should have a Democratic nominee one way or the other by March 9th. Alex, let me mention one more thing. There's also the expectation game here. The media and the pundits always have this game about whether you've won the state by a large enough margin. For example, in 1972, Ed Muskie did win here, but everybody remembers George McGovern doing better than expected. In 1968, Lyndon Johnson won here, but Gene McCarthy did better than expected. So while, of course, there's a winner who will come out of New Hampshire tonight, a lot of people will look to see if somebody finished better than expected. And that could be significant.
NPR political editor Ken Rudin from New Hampshire. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Alex.